This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Yeah, what? That's the remix. Yes.
All right. That was the remix.
That's what I like to hear. Blow that track up. I'm Jamie Fry. We got Sam Braverman here. We got the all Jewish version of Mama Coco's.
Hello. How funky, are you all?
Mama Coco's Funky Jewish Kitchen.
Schmaltzing it up on Thursday.
Uh-huh. All of our Goyim friends are not available. Jim Testa is in Las Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling with the finest. Yeah.
This is a thing. Vegas. Testa was telling me of it on last Thursday at Aviv. So it's according to him, it is a bunch of, and I paraphrase, crusty old punks just bowling in Las Vegas for a weekend, like a good 5 days. And it's evolved from what was just a bunch of music journalists getting around to get really drunk and bowl to a bunch of music journalists getting around to get drunk and bowl. And there's also a lot of concerts now.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good time, I would say. Hang with some old punks. There's nothing I love more than old punks telling me about how much better life was before I was born and stuff. You know, sounds like a good time.
That's always a good time. And I think that's kind of where, like, Jim belongs in the universe, is in Vegas. Yeah. With a bunch of punks that just write.
Maybe that's like Vegas will be like Florida for punks, like retirement. You know what I mean? Like, like you have like you know, Ian MacKay and Henry Rollins in like in their 70s.
Do they get like communities? Are there like punk retirement homes? How is this going
to
work?
I bet there will be one. I bet when this generation ages to a certain point, they will like retire to like the Boca Raton of punks. You know,
I feel like that could happen here, though. Like, I feel like that could happen in like Prospect Heights or something.
No, it has to be someplace sunny and nice. Be like, oh, I'm tired of the weather.
I don't know. The other day, I was walking like just a couple blocks from my house, you know, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and I was on like 101st and West in Amsterdam. It's in the middle of New York City, and I turned a corner and saw something I'd never seen before, which was like a retirement home, and there were all of these nice looking, I mean, they were just smiling, seemed to be having a good time, old folks, just hanging out in this little courtyard about the size of the room we're in, which for those of you listening is, what, like 8 foot by 10 foot? It's not a very large
room.
Not
large, no.
And they're just in this courtyard, and they were getting the tiniest sliver of sunlight, and they looked really happy. That's why, I mean, I think it could happen in Brooklyn.
Maybe.
It's a thing, you know? It's plausible.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I kind of understand the being tired of the city part, though, you know, for punk. But it could be like a DIY thing just for old people. You know what I mean?
I think Atlantic City is prime for this.
Vegan cookouts and, you know, a mosh pit that's maybe water moshing, like in a big swimming pool.
You can, like, work in aerobics into that. Because, yeah, you know, old people are all about them water aerobics.
Right. I'm saying they could put on, like, Black Flag or Minor Threat, get all the old people in the pool, let them splash each other around a little bit. Could be a good time.
I like where we're going with this. And in that vein...
What you got?
I want something that's going to, you know, kind of chill me out, put me in the mood to hang out somewhere on a beach or otherwise and just be really smooth. So this is what I think of when I think of that. And it might be
silence
by the Jean Jackets, maybe. Ooh,
the Jean Jackets. All right.
You know I'll be there in the morning, little sister. You know I'll be there in the morning, little brother. When you notice me, it'll be morning. Play me like a record, choose the best song. I know you like it like that. Play me like a record, choose the best song. I know you like it like that. I know you're waiting for me, just need someone to rely on. That person is bringing you down. It'll be better in the morning. song. I know you like it like that. Play me like a record, choose the best song. I know you like it like that.
Just soothing. Hey guys, we're doing a radio
smooth
show.
Smooth.
Hope it's going well over there. Okay, so oh, whoa. That's what happens when our iPod just keeps on moving. That's what it is.
This technology is just really serving us very well, you can tell.
It's so many light years ahead of us. So that was the Jean Jackets, and I just wanted to share with Jamie and anybody tuning in. I tried really hard to see the Jean Jackets this week. It was a pleasant surprise. I saw on Facebook that this band, which, to the best of my knowledge, had broken up about a year ago.
Right,
they
yeah.
All went
I saw them one time.
And it was probably a pretty good show.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think they're a really tight, really different kind of cool pop band. So they've all been off. One of their singers has been in law school. The other one, I think, is still in school, put out a solo album. It happens, man. It happens. It's not happening to
not
us.
Not rock and roll.
not to us, but to Jackson it happened. Anyway, so like they, I saw on Facebook that they had this gig, and I got really excited. It was at Cameo Gallery. Great sound system. I was like, cool, this is going to be good. And it says online, 8:45, they're on. So I head out of my house. I get to Cameo like 8:15 because I'm a prompt guy. I like to get there.
Very you know, punctual. Yeah, like the punctuality there. Award goes to Sam Braverman. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Rushmore Academy.
It's really important. Anyway, I get there and I see this sheet up on the wall and it says, Jean Jackets going on 10:45. And I'm like, well, hold on. That's a different time entirely. So I go inside. I ask the guy at the door. I say, like, is the time outside accurate? And he says, oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely. I say, are you sure? Because I have a buddy coming to meet me. And, like, the show is $8. You know, I'm not trying to spend $8 when the band might have already played. He assures me everything is good. I go across the street, get a bowl of ramen. My friend comes from Jersey City. He gets some tacos. We're sitting. He's eating tacos. While we're sitting, the drummer of the band walks by. And I just say, hey, Dom, how's it going? And what do you know? They had actually played at 8:45. And as usual, the door guy was wrong.
Well, Cameo Gallery.
So
Cameo Gallery, I don't know.
I'll leave that to you. What do you think about that, Jamie?
Well, that it sucks. I don't know. I played there one time, and I can tell you that I walked away with $0.
Okay.
That's usually a no-go for me at the Cameo. They do have a nice sound system, and they have nice little lighty things.
The light
it.
Things are awesome. I had only been there once before, which was like 2 years ago.
And they
ago.
Fucked you. And they... That was two admissions
that they
destroyed.
That they lost, you know, yeah. And I had nothing but a nice calm walk across the Williamsburg Bridge afterwards to reflect.
Well, at least you got your ramen, so that's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, it was a great bowl of ramen.
So, moving along. So, Sam here is in a band called The Dregs, and I'm a Brooklynite, and The Dregs happen to be, except for Sam, a native Brooklyn band.
Although, starting tomorrow, I will live in Brooklyn, so...
So, yeah, Sam's moving to Brooklyn.
We're, like,
complete
we're pretty
the whole
much
thing.
There.
At the same time, my drummer also from Manhattan. But there are not a ton of bands native to Brooklyn, New York. When I started my band, The Brooklyn What, we were one of the only bands native to New York, at least in the indie or rock or punk sphere.
This is back in, like, 2008,
This
right?
is in 2006 or 2007, yeah.
Damn,
seven But trends. When I learned of this band, The Dregs, I was delighted because the singer Christian is from Kensington, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark's from Park Slope, mm-hmm. right? And Ben's from Sunset?
Mark's from Bay Ridge.
Oh, Mark's from Bay Ridge.
Sunset and Bay Ridge.
Yeah, so...
It goes back and forth.
So these are, like, Brooklyn homies. And then I heard the band, and the band is fucking great, and they play great punk rock. And there's a new EP. You want to tell us a little about it?
Yes, I would love to talk to y'all about that. For those who like music, you may have heard of Mama Coca's Funky Kitchen, the studio where pretty much anybody who's ever been on this show records music. And the Dregs, I'm really delighted to say, were actually the first band to christen the new Mama Coca's way back in January after we spent a good 8 months building it. You know, that was a long-ass time. We went in there for 3 days, and we did completely live, you know, no click tracks, none of that bullshit, just a good old-fashioned rock and roll record. And we're really proud of it, and we're going to be putting out a single from it on May 26th, and we're going to play that for you guys.
All right. Well, I think this is going to be ultimately the debut of the single.
Yeah, I guess that's
I think this is... I mean, I've heard it, and I know that it's good, but...
This is us putting it out into the world.
Whoever's out there... Here's the debut. The Swag. New Dregs. Drop it like it's hot, Sam.
All right. Here we go. Technology, come on.
One, two. Yeah. Woo!
Man, that was awesome. Nice job.
So why Thank do you, I love Jack? This band? Because this is... It is honest. It's fast. It rocks. And you guys are very natural. There is a natural thing going on. There's so much emphasis on aesthetics and style. And then you have a band that's just like fun and raw and catchy. And I do think that Mark is one of the better guitar players I've seen. And even when like I booked the Dregs a couple times, and like older cats are like, "Ooh, this kid can play." Because you guys are pretty, your median age is young.
Oh, Ben still isn't 21 yet.
He's not. Yeah. See, when he
our drummer isn't even 21.
When Ben turns 21, it all happened. Because then,
then we can play the bars, clubs, yeah. And we can go out there,
enjoy it while it lasts, youth.
No, thank you, dude. That's so kind. Thank you very much.
The Dregs are, as a Brooklyn punk band, something I must help perpetuate, and they know that. All the guys know that. I love the band.
It will be,
and I've heard the rest of the EP, and it's fucking sick. It's great pop music, and it fucking rocks.
In turn of kudos, I got to throw it back to Jamie, because he actually has booked us this amazing, still being 100% booked, but shaping up to be an amazing record release show on June 19th.
Oh, yeah.
At Pet Rescue.
Yeah, we've got, and this is actually going to be, I'm doing some things where I'm trying to, every once in a while, have a bill that is all New York bands, actually New York. We've got Talwan from Queens.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Dregs from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. We've got the Brooklyn What. And another special guest to be announced. And I believe they will be a native New York band as well.
Very exciting.
And we are going to consolidate our New York rock bands. Not all the time, but sometimes. Because I think it's a special thing. There is a swagger that we as New Yorkers have that is not available from everybody.
We are the cocks of our own walks.
and no disrespect to any any gentrifiers or, you know, whatever. But
shit happens. I mean, I'm a person moving from one borough to another. You know, like we're yeah, gonna change.
Everybody's. I know. I've gentrified Bushwick. Ultimately, everyone's. You know, you got to live somewhere. Absolutely. But I love musicians from New York. I love artists from New York. We have a special thing to offer that, you know, is not available to everyone. So.
I mean, I just spent, I just spent like 5 months living in Indiana from January until like May. And I met so many just different mindsets from musicians. I totally feel you that there is a very distinctive thing in New York. But it's just, I think it's more just a camaraderie that really if you play loud rock music and you leave where you live, you'll probably get along with the people who do it there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have a theory that any town I go to, if I need to figure out what to do, I just find a bar where a band is playing. And I'm probably in my element.
Pretty good
which
theory.
Is a great thing about rock and roll. I think you could go to another country and find that. You know, there's a unifier that is not location based, which is that, you know, if you're a nerd, you can nerd out with people all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
And it just shows the internet, all these message boards and stuff like that. If people want to reach out, even if you're isolated, you can find people who are passionate about that. And rock and roll does that. It's the power of rock and roll.
Especially like the more high octane stuff, like, you know, most of the acts at this show on June 19th, you know, they're going to be the kind that you want to kick your shoes off and dance to, or like punch somebody to, and like that's the kind of show that for myself at least I feel like you can go anywhere, and if that's like the vibe, if you're willing to have a good time, you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I mean that's a dream, is to go across the country and just do that. So. And I've done it a little bit, and it's awesome, and I meet great people everywhere I go that like really dig it, and even sometimes get jaded about New York just because like. There's just so many aspirants here who are just all trying to do their shit. And, you know, you can be faced with an attitude that, like, has defeat on it. But then you go get out of town and you meet rock and roll people, and they're the best. you know? You just are received so well.
It's like in New York, there's a really specific balance between being a careerist. Like, I was talking to Oliver about this the other day, between, like, having a careerist mindset of, like, I've got to get to the next stage and what I'm doing to, like, be successful, and just doing it because you enjoy it. And when you leave New York, I feel like you see a lot more people who are kind of disengaged from the first kind and are more... They're more just like, oh, I'm doing this. It'll be awesome if something happens.
Exactly. Having fun, getting your kicks, playing guitar, singing, playing rock and roll. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a career. I'm guilty of being a careerist. Absolutely, I think about my career all the time, and I think that in Brooklyn, especially, everyone is really the people who are the best received are very aloof. They're like, oh yeah, I just like made this record. It doesn't really matter.
I'm just here at the show.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck to do that.
I don't know how to not give a shit.
But you leave New York and no one has any time for that attitude.
Yeah.
Which is great because that's, you know.
Well, that's why I moved to Indiana, man. It's refreshing. People give a shit.
Yeah, man. Wait, so what do we have next? We're going to hear some more music.
We're going to go back to not giving a shit. We're going to go to some older jams. Or actually, oh, wow. That's something I hadn't listened to in a moment. Let's do this one. We're going to throw on a really fun pop jam from Zach Coe of The All About.
All right. I'm all about it. Yeah.
Springtime voices, they're all singing, I love my baby, and my baby, she loves me. But lately has got me thinking about what it is I've been lacking. I'm beginning to consider the possibility that she was just as self-conscious as me. She was just as self-conscious, girl, you see.
That was The All About.
Ain't that just sugar sweet? Oh, again with an iPod.
Whew, you guys are good at that.
Right? No, we're better than Jim. I was listening to this
show. I'm not touching shit, man. I'm telling you.
I was listening to this show in Indiana Weekly, you know, thinking to myself so so cynically and so skeptically, like, Jim can't work a freaking iPod. Guys, it's not so easy, all right?
I don't want to try.
There's a lot of variables in this equation.
It's too sensitive.
Hey. Anyway, yeah, that was The All About. Zach Coe, that dude, he's got a new record completely, I think, done from Mama Coco's. He'll hopefully be putting that out this summer. We'll
Very
see.
Good drummer.
Maybe. Great drummer, yeah.
He plays with Goodman also, right?
Yeah, he also plays with Goodman, and he has done like two or three other... he used to be in the Great American Novel way back when, and I think was also hired by maybe Jesse or somebody else for something.
Good drummer. Nobody can deny it.
Yep. All right. but the real thing is, what's up with Cake?
With Cake?
Yeah.
The band Cake?
No, just like the food.
The food?
Yeah.
Well, everyone Cake is, you know, something everyone likes for the most part. But I can't eat too much of it.
Really?
When I was a kid, I could eat like a whole cake.
You like, can't like gorge yourself anymore?
When I was growing up in Kensington, my friend and I would pretty much end every night with like buying an Entenmann's cake and eating it just the two of us.
That's a great plan.
Now I can have like a slice of cake. I wish I could eat more cake.
Wait, which Entenmann's cake though?
Oh, I like the the banana crunch.
Did you ever do chocolate cake with the marshmallow frosting?
Yes.
That's close to my heart.
Yeah, devil's food with marshmallow. Yeah. Entenmann's is good. But yeah, I wish I could eat more cake, but I really can't. Not just as a health issue. I just don't – I can't really tolerate it so much.
You just got like – it's kind of –
dessert in general. I can't eat a lot of dessert. I can have some. And I must have coffee.
And we're both drinking coffee right now, aren't we?
That being said, I could probably have a cup of coffee and a slice of cake any time of the day.
Yeah. I can get behind that
entirely.
Pretty
much always good. Coffee and cake, I'm not going to say no to. If it's administered by an old lady, especially, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, good Lord, yes. If you're over 70 and you administer cake, it's definitely better.
Yes, definitely. It just feels better.
In your soul.
From the touch of an old woman.
So it's Thursday. After this, we're going off, what is it, the Plains? Going to go check out
Plains.
The Plains
at Shea Stadium.
They've got a new record out. They're not a Mama Coco's band, but they're a good band.
They're friends of Mama Coco. Friendo.
Associato.
Mama Coco. And Sam here is moving into Pet Rescue, which is Brian from the Plains DIY space / home.
Yeah, it's a fancy
place where
loft.
I work the door sometimes. Sam works the door sometimes. I've played there many times. We're doing that show we were talking about earlier in June.
Yeah, I've been mildly sexually assaulted there one time. That was an interesting
time. I've gotten real wasted there.
Yeah,
real bad.
It's a good spot. We don't want to give y'all the
this
wrong
is,
impression.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of the only places of its kind because it is truly obscure.
Yeah,
you have no idea where this is, and it's not. It's not like a business.
No.
It really functions on the show and nothing else. And everyone just shows up for the show. There's no passersby whatsoever. And because of this, I've seen some of the best sets of certain bands that locally. I've seen some of the best sets because it's like a house party environment. And that's like a great way to see a band. And Brian LaRue deserves sainthood in Brooklyn for having this in his house. And
LaRue.
And for doing it as a labor of love and not as a business venture or as a venture of his own personal platform, because that is not what it is.
Yeah, this is not a
You know, he's
profit.
Behind the bar the whole time, yeah.
This is a guy who, if you ever come to a Pet Rescue show, you will see Brian in one of two places, like checking what's going on at the door / outside or tending bar. This is a guy who's hardworking and he cares. He solely does this so that bands have a better place to play at, so that they have, you know, only a dedicated audience. If you're at a show at Pet Rescue, it's because you want to see one or all of the bands, not because you were bored and you read about it on frickin' Elle magazine.
It exists within the community. Very beautiful thing. There should be more. I want, like...
Morgan Avenue. That's where it's at right now. Or no. Morgan Avenue.
I would love to see rock and roll leave the bars and go to the house. I want house parties.
I
want to play in fucking
right.
basements. I want to play in backyards. I want to play in roofs. I'm fucking done. I mean, I spend so much time in fucking bars watching bands. I'm ready for something different. We should, you know, I wish I had my own place. I don't. My apartment is very small. Sam's been there. I cannot have a show there.
It's a nice
but
place.
But we need to like, look forward for the other places we can go. Because even though, like, I mean, like, I'm a man who loves to drink. Don't get me wrong. I love to drink. But there's something about just going there for the show.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more and more in, like, the next couple of years, places like the Carl Sagan and, like, joints that are, like, pushing out into, like, the Bronx more, joints that are, like, asking the folks coming to the shows, like, hey, travel a little more for a better experience.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a lot of friends from Long Island, and
oh, you were telling me about it. Yeah.
They have not even just fucking shows, when they have house parties, they are so much more fun than the house parties that we had growing up in the city, because you have to go to some location and you're going to be there all night, so you better have fun. Yeah. So everyone's going to kind of bring something to the table to make it a sick party. So that's the thing. If you are, and Frank's Basement and Bensonhurst are the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you're going out to Bensonhurst, you're probably going to have fun in Bensonhurst. You know what I mean? You're not going to just like, you're not going to like window shop your show.
Yeah.
You have to go out there on the train. It's a, you know, 20th Avenue. No,
they know that it's a commitment Street. And like the program is adjusted accordingly. And that's like a thing that I think we're going to be seeing more and more of, especially hopefully starting this summer, because, you know, there's so many different public spaces that they're having shows at, that the like larger artists who would be filling up places that are like the bigger bars and stuff, instead they're playing in like, you know, the at the piers that
yeah.
they put up all these tons of stages on. Seems like every fucking number pier has a different stage.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, that's one of the best things about New York in the summer, is you can just go, you can go see a band outdoors.
Yeah. But I mean, but I'm saying, you know, most of those things are like, you know, they're larger, like more national or touring acts.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it sort of creates this interesting vacancy where like a lot of bars kind of should be booking better shows to compensate for that. But instead, I feel like it's going to start going to the houses.
Yeah. I hope so, man. Yeah. No, I love a fucking house party, man. Let's hear some house party rock and roll.
Oh, let's hear not just house party rock and roll.
I don't know what that really means.
Crust punk house party rock and roll. To go back to as we were talking about at the start, this one goes out to our buddy off in Vegas. Here's Jim Testa.
Here's to you, Jim.
Cable reaches up to heaven. 11 red comes down from heaven. You know I'm right.
I'll tell you.
I will tell you.
You know I'm right. Oh, Sally. Let's look for baby Moses. Oh, Sally, can you guess what this is, Sally? Sally, oh mother,
And can you guess what we are? Can you guess what we are? You know right.
Fuck yeah. That's a sick recording.
Wow, Jim Testa.
That's interesting because it starts off not as a Patti Smith cover and it ends up being a Patti Smith cover in an interesting way.
I think that's what they're going to write on the inside jacket of Jim's biography.
It started as a
Patti Smith cover, but it didn't end that way.
Patti Smith, also native of New Jersey.
Like I said, Jim Testa, Patti Smith, same person, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not saying they are. I'm just, you know, it's up to our listeners to make these decisions for themselves.
Fuck yeah. Well,
yeah.
We're coming towards the end of the show. What are we going to talk about?
We're reaching the denouement of our time together.
Did you see the Mad Max movie? Everyone loves this movie.
I feel bad. I have not, and I feel like it's my job that I
don't think you should feel bad about
it.
Not seeing a Hollywood movie that everyone.
No,
sees.
But it's not that it's a Hollywood movie. That it's like everything I've heard about this guy. Like I've seen Mad Max 1, and I've seen the Road Warrior, and like everything.
Wait, is this a sequel to a reboot? Did they do the reboot already?
I don't think so.
No,
I think
it's
this
not,
is
right?
Reboot.
This is the new reboot.
This is the
right.
first one that does not have Mel Gibson.
Right. I love The Road Warrior.
And from everything
I love Beyond Thunderdome.
But from everything I hear, this one isn't even about Tom Hardy. It's really about Charlize Theron. Everybody I know who's seen it has said, like, this is the most feminist action movie ever in the best, most modern
Yeah, that's intriguing to me. I never see, you know, it's funny because I love superheroes. You know, I love comic books and superheroes. I've never seen any superhero movies in theater. I've not seen any of the Iron Man, Captain America, Avengers. I saw the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies in theaters.
Those were classic.
And I've seen the Christopher Nolan Batman movies in theaters. And I never go because I don't go to the movies and I usually go with girls when I do. And I do not choose the superhero movie. But I feel like I should see this Mad Max movie. For what you said with you know,
I feel like it's like almost a social responsibility like to Hollywood to say like, hey, this is a different action movie. I would like more of this, please. That's why I'm saying I feel like I should go see.
Sure.
Like, because otherwise we're just gonna get Transformers.
I'm a very I'm a very like pretentious like film watcher. Like I want to go to like the film forum if I'm gonna see movies. To see some like old movie that's
James
like, you know,
Fry at
like
the being, film like, forum.
Like, you know, like Redux or whatever. But you know, I'll go see this Hollywood movie.
I'm here to see your Frenchiest, most lesbian drama.
Yes, that's the type of film viewer I am.
The color blue
but
is not.
But people don't get excited about the movies like ever, and people are really excited about this. This Mad Max film.
Yeah, well, let's go after the planes. Let's go see Mad Max.
Okay.
I think we just made a plan.
I could go.
Yeah. That's a good use of Thursday night.
Yeah. I kind of want to go to Alaska.
Are there any
My friend Paul Bruno is DJing. He's a really good DJ.
That's good, because I was just going to ask, are there any other shows that we should be, like, pitching and saying, hey, go check
tomorrow
this out.
Tomorrow I'm going to go see a great band, The Rentals. Which is, you never listen to The Rentals? Matt Sharp from Weezer, the best part of Weezer that left after Pinkerton, started his own band, The Rentals, which is like a lush, symphonic, like synth pop band.
Ooh, these are all words I like.
And they made one record, Return of the Rentals, and they did a bunch of other things, and they like disappear, and they come back every once in a while. Last year they did a record, it's one of the best records of the year, of last year, called Lost in Alphaville. Concept album, fucking awesome.
Is that like about the bar? And, like about the place? Album?
No, well, it probably referenced to the film.
Excuse me. All right, I'm stuck in Bushwick. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm seeing them. I'm going to review it for Elmore Magazine. I'm really excited about that tomorrow. And then Saturday, Brooklyn Watt plays Jersey City with the Everyman. It's the fifth anniversary of the Everyman.
The Everyman are awesome. I saw them with you guys back at Much More. Is that No One in the Sun? But that super show.
Yeah,
you
right. That was CMJ.
The CMJ gig. The
Everyman are a band that is just like, they're basically just fun rock and roll. They're a party band.
Fun, like, I want to tear the roof off of something and, like, run down the highway.
And I haven't seen them in a while, but we played Knitting Factory with them, I think, last month. I haven't seen them since. But they are coming off of a recording session where they did their third full-length record and Muscle Shoals.
Whoa, that
With that guy Ben of the Alabama Shakes as a producer. And I cannot fucking... I don't... They're cool.
I'd be much more sold.
But I cannot fucking wait to hear what this band did. This very, like... They're very, like, you know... Like, relatable local band.
Yeah.
Muscle Shoals Studio.
No, they're very blue-collar. They're blue-collar as fuck. Like,
Rick. I wish you could play the Everyman right now. But you should check out this band, Friendo Mama Coco's.
Yes. Another associato of Mama Coco's.
We've got a little music left.
We've got time for just one more. Thanks for tuning in, spending your Thursday afternoon with Jamie and I. We hope you've enjoyed Jewing It Up. that is the ultimate title when it's just the two of us, is Jewing It Up with Jamie and Sam.
Yeah. And we'll have our own soon about Jewish things.
Jewing It Up.
Our parents will be so happy. Yeah. Oh, my God. You have a show? Are you talking about Jewish?
I give up. You got a radio show. They got the boys on there.
My mom would be so proud of me.
My mom would come make latkes and ice.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're terrible people. But here's a song from Ghost Pal. This one is truly beautiful. It's Raja's song, Hold On My King. Good show. All right.
Hold on, my king. Hold on, my king. Hold on, my king. When we were young, we didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing. Oh, I didn't know how fast you were moving, and you were slowly slipping away.
Now what does it do?
program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.